told you so, assemblies, protect yourselves. August 17, 2021. By Justice Anna Von writes, Big Lake, Alaska. When the Illinois Assembly jumped the gun and set up its own independent website and started doing everything its own way right out of the box, I said, we've got a group of cronies in there, trying to leverage things their way or the highway. And here we are, a year later, and guess what? The crony group just pulled the plug, took their bat and ball, and went home, leaving the rest of the Illinois Assembly without a website or homepage. While there is theoretically nothing wrong with an assembly hosting their own website independent of any other state, this is what happens in real life. The people who develop such websites tend to think of it as their work and their website that they are somehow just loaning it to the assembly. This then gives them leverage over the assembly and assembly affairs. If they don't like something, they can do what just happened in Illinois. They take their bat and their ball, their website that was supposed to belong to the Illinois Assembly, and go home. Then, in a hopefully vain attempt to justify their own bad behavior and bad faith, they start gossiping and bad-mouthing other people because they didn't get their way. They told the other members of the Illinois Assembly that this was a security issue, that Illinois had to have their own independent website and have control of it to make sure that nobody else could mess with their website. Well, someone did mess with the Illinois Assembly website, the same people who voiced this paranoia in the first place and who used this as an excuse to justify the separate development of an independent website to begin with. Now, you can all see how independent it actually was. One member gets his tail in a ringer and poof. The Illinois Assembly website is gone. All the websites we sponsored as a group effort are not only still here, they are in the possession of the assemblies who have developed their own web content, not subject to the whims and leveraging of any one member or group of members. Permanent. Whatever volunteers contribute to their state assembly is supposed to belong to the assembly and stay with the assembly even if those volunteers leave or pass on. The assembly is a public institution and needs the security of a public institution and the ownership interest of a public institution. They cannot and should not be subject to manipulation, leveraging, and destruction of their assets by private individuals. That's only common sense. This is another good example of how the enemy of all mankind works by accusing others of what they are doing themselves. These men saw the opportunity to gain control over the Illinois Assembly's web presence, an opportunity that could be exploited, and in order to exploit it themselves, they accused others of wanting to do the same. The evil intent and the power mongering was in them, not those who established a community hub with assembly accounts. Now we see who had the evil intent. Now we see the destructive power they accrued and have now used. The assemblies themselves must grow up and start defending themselves against these sorts of hazards. The assemblies have to start discerning the presence of what I call the drama queen spoilers, people who are paranoid, egocentric, always causing controversy, always spinning doubt and calling everyone and everything else into question. Quite often, they have an agenda of their own, whether it is a simple mission to disrupt things and stir the pot, or to control a major asset of the group, like the assembly website, and use it as a means to garner manipulative and destructive power. These are all games that the corporatists play, and they are easy enough to recognize. When you see anyone in your assemblies pulling these power plays, hosting secret meetings, trying to treat the assembly like a private club, wrangling for positional authority, spreading paranoia, gossiping, setting themselves up in positions where they control what are supposed to be group assets, like the assembly website, stop them in their tracks. Don't be fooled by their spin. You want to disperse power as much as possible, not concentrate it. Like our forefathers, develop checks and balances. Make sure that there are multiple people involved in command decisions and that they are not all the same people making all the decisions about. Provide yourselves with oversight options. Have published rules for the conduct of meetings. Have an established way for anyone in the assembly to bring forward agenda items. Have orientation for new members so they learn the basics. If anyone comes in with existing legal problems, send them to the litigation committee and get their private business out of the mainstream. If you have developed an independent website out of fear of joining the group hub, reconsider and look sharp at whoever has control of that website. Remember, each state has its own assembly. It's your assembly. You have to protect it and nurture it and take care of it, which means being on point and making wise decisions about its operations and countering vulnerabilities. Don't leave yourselves captive to a group of cronies or one power broker seizing control of important assets or functions. Don't subject your assembly to gossip, paranoia, drama, disruption, or other harmful distractions. This is your home base. Protect it against people who are out to serve themselves and against those who are causing controversy and discord. They may see themselves as saviors and present themselves as such. You need to see them for what they are. See this article and over 3,200 others on Anavon Wright's website. Support Anna's work using PayPal donation. Remedy. Find out how to stop the plunder, robbery, and piracy. If you really are serious about knowing how to restore the Republic and your freedom, you need to put some effort into knowing how our freedoms are being robbed from us by fraud, lack of full disclosure, deception, threat, duress, coercion, and intimidation every day of our lives and have been for over 100 years by the criminals who have hijacked our government, wealth, and heritage for their own gain and evil intentions. Are you really required to file a 1040 income tax form with the IRS? Are you really required to obey draconian codes and statutes issued by the so-called federal government? At Anavon Wright's website you will learn precisely how Americans have been press-ganged into the foreign international jurisdiction of the sea and have as a result been attached, attacked, and deprived of their rights and property under conditions of fraud, semantic deceit, and non-disclosure. At the American States Assembly you will learn the lawful remedies for these problems and crimes committed against Americans. Remember, there is no statute of limitations against the crime of fraud, and that fraud destroys any contract that it touches.